Fourth figure. The adoption of this new facility rapidly caused the closure of the remaining oil mills in Collbató, except for Calrugent, which had been modernized a few years earlier, and some privately owned ones, such as the mill at Camparellon farmhouse, which continued to operate until the 1960s. After the Spanish Civil War in 1939, strict government control was imposed. All mills were sealed, and only those that obtained official permissions and were unsealed could operate. This measure aimed to control olive oil production to guarantee rationing among the population and prevent smuggling. Nevertheless, these expectations were not always met. Between the 1930 and the 1956 excluded period of the Civil War, the olive oil sector experienced another golden age throughout the region. The demand was considerable, although the production was limited. That triggered the interruption of very high prices and profitable operations. Olive groves regained their status as the leading crop, and olive oil extraction became the main industrial activity in the town. The presses at Calrugent and Al Sindigat worked long hours to process the olive harvest. And as described by a local farmer, Collbató became a river of oil. The milling season began in the early December, when farmers had already started harvesting, and extended until late March or early April. During this period, between 50,000 and 60,000 kilograms of olives could be processed. Oil production was never a specialized profession, but required technical and practical knowledge that was gradually acquired and mastered by the farmers. The work days were long, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and the labor was dangerous and physically demanding. In addition to the continuous physical exertion and heavy lifting, workers were exposed to risks such as slips, burns, and other accidents related to the mill or press. In this Collbató mill, the following operators were usually involved. Almozo, the apprentice in charge of managing the fire, helping in unloading the olives and throwing them into the mill, stacking and unstacking the containers, cleaning and lubricating the machines, repairing the baskets with back needles, removing dry paste remains, cleaning stock dirt, etc. The supervisor, the expert and ultimate responsible person. They directed the process, gave orders and performed delicate tasks, such as extracting the oil from the containers using a ladle, measuring it with a cup, etc. The farmer and owner of the olives. They oversaw the milling process and collaborated in the heavier operation, such as filling the container. The frosts in February 1956, which killed almost all the olive trees in the area, rural exodus and technological lag in local agriculture led to abandonment of most crops, the disappearance of farming communities, and the decline in olive farming activity. In 1993, La Cámara Agrícola Local, local agricultural chamber, was dissolved, and the local council took over the mill, committing to keep it operating as long as there were farmers in Collbató and in the surrounding villages. Finally, the mill was permanently closed in 2005, as it did not comply with the current health regulations in 2005. In 2010, it reopens its doors, transformed into the interpretation center you have just visited.